a singer in a rock and roll band, but the town's holding life that either they had, you know, they thought that it would be very bad to have a rock and roll musician living in their town. Decided that they didn't want Ben around anymore. He hopped upon a Greyhound bus, and that's where he met Three Finger Gus. The girls had the same dream that Ben had, but the two got to talking and you know what they found? What? Just a big guitar with a way out sound. It was a sound like you never ever heard before, and he only had to use three fingers no more. It was a funky little town about the south of St. Paul, when they noticed all the people were really small. When they hopped off the bus and they dropped down the street, where they were smacked in the face by a funky backbeat. Was the bass and the drums just laying it down? Then they got the sign and they would follow that sound.
Oh, plot to tell. The last that was seen, he was hacking the trail from Georgia to Maine, the points in between, singing his song as spoken at me. So if you ever in the mood for a funk ass sound, pull up a chair and a bar, crack it up and sit down and catch a buzz, drop the needle, get past the buzz, and listen to the sounds of the way it was.